Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When you hear classical music, most people's minds probably go to pieces by Beethoven, Bach, Mozart. But what you probably aren't thinking are dark fairy tales. A new performance at the Sofia this weekend is putting a new spin on classical style music with that mystical gothic twist. The show is called The Lost One, and it explores the human subconscious through music, dance, themed cocktails and mocktails, as well as much more. The composer is Courtney Daniels, and she's the creative mind behind The Lost One, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, this is awesome. So this is all happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'd love to start with learning more about yourself. What got you into the local scene of composition, music, and dance?
Absolutely. So I've always been a singer. So that's my background. I grew up singing. I tortured my parents and neighbors by belting the sound of music at the top of my lungs from the swing sets at 7 a.m. every morning. So music's always been a part of my life. I went to school as a music performance major, but I ended up dropping out, actually, and following a different path. I ended up with a law degree.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard left.
It was a hard left. You know, I really got caught up in seeing that there weren't a lot of opportunities for performers to make a living performing classical music. And you kind of heard that over and over again, like, it's a dying art. It's hard to make a living. And in the program that I was a part of, the undergraduate students were also with the doctoral and graduate students. And so I saw what they were doing, and they weren't performing. They were giving music lessons in their home, which is great, but I know who I am, and I'm not a teacher. That wasn't my path. So I decided to just keep pursuing music on my own and study something else in college.
Yeah, I think what happened with you, I think a lot of people can relate to, myself included, kind of going that, I don't know, quote, responsible route instead of something that's really fulfilling and meaningful because of understandable fear.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't take the safe route. And then I really tried to kind of embody that. You know, I kept doing music and I did kind of, all sorts of projects, everything from like vocal tracks for dance music to rock and still sang classical. But yeah, I definitely went the safe route. You know, it's that kind of self-programming that we hear in our minds that keeps us safe and makes us choose the route that we know we can support ourselves instead of the fulfilling route sometimes. And I think that's why this piece is so important to me, because it's about breaking free from those stories that we've told ourselves over and over again that we've internalized, and then they dictate what we do in our life and we're not cognizant of it. You know, so how do you break a pattern when you aren't even aware that you're the one who's blocking yourself from having the success?
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to the title, The Lost One, what inspired it?
There's a lot of things. The story of The Lost One is about Violet. So she's in a car accident at the very beginning of our show. And so this whole story takes place while she's in a coma in her subconscious. So she wakes up in kind of this dark fairy tale place. She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know where she is. The second song, called Dark Lullaby, is actually about the subconscious trying to lull her to sleep so she won't wake up. And then just as she's starting to fade into that dream, she has a memory, but she can't place it. So it's like these like flashes of a life that she lived, but she can't seem to make sense of them. And then eventually she gets her memories back. And once she does that, she realizes that she really has something to mourn because she had such a beautiful life. And so that leads us to this song called Regrets, where she talks about the choices she would have made or the things she would have said if she knew that her time was limited. And then we go into the fifth part, which is all about her deciding, you know, whether she wants to try to break free from this, take control and live a life that's really fulfilling in that way. So it's kind of this journey of her being lost and finding herself. There's also some other kind of quirky nods to art forms and composers that have been influential in my life. So one of my favorite operas is by Verdi. It's La Traviata. And Traviata actually is means in English, the lost one.
Oh.
So it's also a nod to that work.
Yeah, that's really special. Well, let's take a little listen of the Dark Lullaby.
Fairy tale,
gosh, that's like palpable. I feel being drawn in, you know, and when you describe like lulling her to sleep so she stays in this dark world forever, you can really feel that with this piece. What do you hope people take away? Because there are several opportunities to take in The Lost One at the Sophia this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, the theme of the show is all about burning away those stories that we've told ourselves that no longer serve us so that we can rise from the ashes and be fulfilled by our life, you know? It's really personal to me because, as I told you, I was working as an attorney. I was trying to reinvent myself, like become satisfied with that. And sometimes it takes tragedy to pull us out of that. My sister passed away really unexpectedly. And I looked back at my life and I was like, so if I died today, would I be satisfied with what I've done? And the answer was no. You know, and I was playing it safe. I was going the long game, you know, like what's the best retirement plan for me? Well, who knows if you're going to make it there.
Right.
So this piece is really about seizing the opportunity and embracing yourself and embracing all the parts of you, the weird, the things that you think people think you're crazy for. I mean, that's what makes us beautiful, right? So I'm really hoping that people will see this and be inspired to look at their life and say, what's that thing that I really want to do? And am I stopping myself from doing it? Or maybe I need to look at it in a different way. Can I accomplish it, you know, by going this direction instead of this like hard path that I thought I had to walk that's not working?
I love that because even though it has themes of, you know, being gothic and a dark fairy tale, it's ultimately very inspiring for the one life that we have to live. Is this age appropriate for everyone? What should people know before they take it in this weekend?
I mean, it does have dark themes. And I think for us to really embrace the light, we have to see the dark, you know. It needs to be a full story. So if you have a child that is sensitive, I would ask that you use your discretion knowing your child. But I will say that it's a happy ending.
Good. I love that. Happy endings. Courtney, thank you so much for stopping by. I can only imagine how busy this week is for you as you prepare.
It's crazy, but we're so excited about it. This has been coming for a long time. To actually see everything come together, it's really exciting. So I just want to be able to share it with everyone.
Courtney Daniels is the composer and the creator of the classical dark fairy tale called The Lost One. It's going to be performed this Saturday and Sunday at the Sophia. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrienne Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.